Welcome into the Jaguars post-game report live. Jeff Loggeman along with Tony Boselli. And Tony, you know, looking at the final score, 35-19, the Jaguars lose, but I thought that they took a big step up.
Well, Jeff, they competed as well as they had all day. And we said it in the broadcast, I thought they're out-efforted the Denver Broncos in the first half. They came out with more intensity, and they played a really good game. And really, if you look at it, they shot themselves in the foot so many times in the first half. They should have been leading at halftime. They played better than the Denver Broncos for the first half of that football game.
And some of the missed opportunities you're talking about, you know me, I take notes.
Oh, yeah, you're a note taker. Okay, that's why I don't. I know you got them all. A
couple dropped interceptions. Russell Allen had an opportunity. Geno Hayes had an opportunity. The Andre Branch penalty. And then you had the taunting penalty by the rookie Josh Evans. I mean, if you start to take some of this out of the game, all of a sudden – You're even closer than what you were.
And you when you're an 0-5 young ball club that's building something, it's a process we've talked about, and you're playing a 5-0 team that's maybe the best team in the NFL, you can't make those mistakes. And you can't miss those opportunities. But even despite all that, you look at it, it's a 14-12 ball game at halftime. And I take my hats off to this group of guys because they came up there and really played hard.
We had a conversation about this because, you know, some of these penalties, obviously, they should have been better. But we had a conversation on our radio broadcast about you want a team and players that play with
on edge,
but they just got to be careful, a little bit smarter.
Well, they do. But, you know, let's talk about the Josh Evans penalty. It was taunting. It's a bad time to get that penalty. But I said it, and you agreed with me, that – I'd much rather have those type of guys who have a little moxie and swagger and confidence and aren't going to back down to anybody and have to rein them in a little bit instead of trying to push guys to be that type of player. And I think these young players on this ball club have that in them, and I like that. And they showed up today, and you saw it. And then you got Justin Blackmon. What are you going to say about him? I mean, he was amazing.
14 catches for 190 yards, and he's an absolute beast. And I'm going to save a little bit of that conversation for John because that's easy for him.
Yeah. It doesn't take much to break that down.
No, not a lot of deep thought for that. But the conversation I want to have with you is that I was impressed with the way that they coached. They were very aggressive. And look, you're an 0-5 football team in this ball game. Now you're an 0-6 football team. But I like the way that Gus Bradley coached this ball game.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Fake punt, it was aggressive, didn't work, but I like it. Going for it in 4th-and-1, and you're deep in your own territory. I love that call. I take my hat off to Jed Fish and his offensive staff. They were aggressive. A lot of guys, you know what they do when they come into this situation? Let's run the clock. Let's milk it and keep Peyton Manning on the sideline. Jed Fish said, no, we're going to be who we are. We're going to throw it around. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to make plays. And I love that. And then defensively, Bob Babich and his staff did a nice job. They understood what they needed to do. They played cover 2, kept everything in front of them, let the young guys play with speed, which they did. And it was a ball game. Listen. Are the Broncos better than the Jaguars? Absolutely. But it was a ball game. If they don't make some mistakes, this is a different ball game going into halftime, and who knows what happens in the second half.
All right, I'm going to kick you out because I'm going to bring Russell Allen in. Thank you, Tony Boselli. Come on in, Russ. Joined now by linebacker Russell Allen. And, Russell, Peyton Manning was on a torrid pace coming into this ball game. You guys held him back well below his average. I mean, it wasn't a win, but you guys got to feel good about the performance.
Well, we certainly feel like, you know, we did a lot of good things today. We're making strides. We're getting better, which is what we want. You know, we knew that we're playing against arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And we knew he was going to make some plays, and he did. But we made a few of our own, too.
And would have been nice to make a few more. I know in the first half you had an opportunity. You had one. Geno Hayes had an opportunity. Some mistakes, the taunting penalty, the personal foul. Those things don't happen, and some of them that do, this game could be different.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, those are the things that we got to get cleaned up. I mean, where we're at as a team, if we make those types of mistakes, it's tough for us to overcome.
Is this a building type of game to where you can really kind of build off of this game going forward for the new staff, the new regime, everything?
Definitely. I mean, I think they all are this early, you know, with the new staff and everything. I think every week there's lots of things to build on, and that's the case again.
I know that when the offense is on the field, there's not a lot of time to watch what they're doing, but what Justin Blackmon was able to do, 14 catches, 190 yards, your thoughts on him?
Oh, man. I looked up and saw the scoreboard at one point. They're showing the stats. I couldn't even believe it. I mean, a great player, a great competitor. We're so happy to have him back. He came back in the best shape I think he's ever been in, and we just know that we're going to get his best every time out. I'm so happy to see that for him.
Welcome back into the Jaguars post-game report. The Jaguars lose 35-19, but, John, the feel of this game is different than the other five.
Well, and it's a feel that you definitely get talking to players in the locker room. I just asked Maurice, was there progress? He said, yeah, there was progress, but not enough. And that's true, but there's also an undertone that this was significant progress and that they leave Denver feeling better about themselves than they came in.
Sometimes with an 0-6 football team, it's hard to measure improvement. Mm-hmm. But one area that's not hard to measure improvement, Justin Blackmon, 14 catches, 190 yards. And you covered Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne.
Well, he's different. I mean, he's a bigger guy. Marvin got by on speed. He didn't get by. He was about speed and about quickness. Reggie was about hands. Justin's hands and his size and his ability to control himself in the situation, his body control, is really off the charts. And I think you and I talked about in training camp, Jeff, how he looked better, more in control. Maybe it was in OTAs, but you could tell that he had a chance to make that leap that they make from first year to second year. You didn't know because there was the suspension. I mean, you didn't see it for the first month, but boy, what a much better player he is right now than he was at the end of last season.
You covered Peyton Manning for many years. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning came into this game on an absolute torrid pace. His numbers were off today, going against two rookie safeties and Jonathan Cyprien and Josh Evans. I thought they played pretty well.
The Jaguars defense probably played about as well as they could against him. Peyton had a couple uncharacteristic fumbles, which you don't usually see him do. I thought where he really showed himself to be who he was, late in the third quarter, early in the fourth, when it was a two-point game, and he took everything the defense gave him, a lot of draws, a lot of calls to Moreno, a lot of stuff at the line of scrimmage, that really put the game away on those two key drives. But you expected that. And I think what you didn't expect was that for overall the defense to hit him as much as they did early, to play well, to give themselves opportunities, and that was impressive for the Jaguars defense today.
Gus has always talked about getting better as a team. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought this coaching staff got better in today's game. I like the aggressive approach and the way they motivated a team that many felt had absolutely no chance.
Well, and again, I think you saw some of that early with the defensive line hitting Peyton a lot, and they were after it. And you didn't – yes, they were down 14-0, but you never got the feeling that they were overwhelmed and feeling like they weren't in it. You got the feeling like they were a little hacked off about giving up the
first
touchdown.
Because after the fake punt –
right.
I mean, it could have been a woes me type of attitude.
And it didn't. They got back in it, and they were actually talking in the locker room just now about, boy, there were a couple plays there in the first half. We shouldn't have given up. It shouldn't have been 14-0. They were looking at that. So I think that's a step forward.
All right, John, thank you very much. That'll do it for us here in Denver.